I do think that the court has, at least the process of confirming justices in the last three decades or so, has become much more politicized, starting with Judge Bork back in the 1980s. And then you had Clarence Thomas, and then in 2003 and 2004, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats decided to start filibustering judicial nominations, which up until that point had never been done. And it's just changed. And then 2013, Harry Reid nuked the or blew up the legislative or the filibuster with respect to the lower court and circuit court nominations. And then when we became the majority after that, we extended it sort of naturally, I think, to the Supreme Court. So now judges are confirmed at 51 votes. And if you want to look at something that's changed it, I think those are kind of the inflection points in our history where the process got more politicized. But at 51 votes as opposed to 60, you're going to get nominees that reflect more of the political party that's in power.